As people adjust to this new lockdown normal, they're also trying to hang on to those moments that bring joy and comfort. And so people are celebrating life's big moments with some adjustments.
You, Amanda Wheeler, solemnly declare that you take...
In New York City, Amanda Wheeler and Riley Jennings got married on the sidewalk. And the officiant, well, he was several floors up doing his part from a safe distance. In Boston, two epidemiologists, Jen Andonian and Matt Shearer, stopped their 12-hour shifts for just long enough to exchange their vows. They got hitched at a historic operating theater inside Massachusetts General Hospital. Their colleagues were there wearing masks, and yes, he still did kiss the bride.
Here, roll your window down, Dad.
And in Orem, Utah, Milton Eachel turned 90, and his whole neighborhood turned out to celebrate, stepping into their driveways with signs and confetti to wave him a happy birthday as his daughter drove him slowly up and down the street.
Appreciate it.
Oh my gosh, thank you.
Jack Torsha of Roseland, New Jersey, had a birthday too. He turned 21 last Sunday. The plan was to have a big family pregame, then head out to a bar. That obviously didn't happen. Instead...
I was completely taken by surprise. I was only told by my mom to wear what you would wear out to a club, and I was like, okay.
His parents told him to walk over to the family's detached garage. His sister filmed the scene.
Hi!
Hi.
Welcome to Club Quarantine! What brings you here tonight?
It's my 21st birthday.
Your 21st birthday!
His dad played the part of a bouncer. His mom was behind the bar serving up green tea shots.
And we let the bouncer, the waitress... And I'll do one with you.
Torsha says he had originally been disappointed his birthday plans were called off, but both he and the bartender, Carolyn Torsha, said there's a silver lining.
I think he'll remember his 21st a lot more than I remember mine. So that's a good thing.